following podcast is scheduled for one fall. It is for the WWE Elimination Chamber. Introducing first the challengers, Jordan Lowry, Zach Price, a.k.a. Guido Joe, Hunter Hendricks, and your host for the day, Shannon Young.
My question still stands.
Do you win the show?
I want confirmation. If I win this podcast, I get the Elimination Chamber.
Well, the real question is, how do you win the podcast?
I guess whoever says dis dick less.
Well, you're already out.
I'm out already.
My God, I wish you could see the glorious, glorious sunglasses on Zach Price.
Yeah, we
got to
have a selfie today.
All right, I'll do it.
Yeah, it is wild.
Keep talking. I'll take this photo.
All right.
This shit's polarized.
Thanks for the permission. Keep talking.
He had Gerald Ramos hair last week, and this week he's got the douchebag sunglasses.
And then, okay, you saw the picture of him side by side with Harold Ramis, right?
Yeah.
And the similarity.
Yeah.
My wife goes, oh my God, who is that?
Yeah.
She's never seen you.
And yet at the same time, I was thinking, if I could make a deal with God and I'll give him Zach and get Harold Ramis back, I'd make that deal.
Oh, man. And now
Jordan,
he decides to take the picture.
Point for this selfie.
There's no way. Can you even see me?
I can't get Hunter in.
Oh, yeah, I see Hunter.
You can't do it.
I see a little bit of Hunter there.
I fucking nailed it.
Hey, half my face.
I need a selfie stick for this show.
Why was I?
Wait, didn't Louis take a picture with a selfie stick, I hear?
He took quite a few with a selfie stick.
No, not here.
Oh.
No, just in general.
I don't know.
He did.
The fact that he owns a selfie stick. You know what? I want to talk about it, because last time we talked about Louis, it got us in trouble with Louis. Let's talk about wrestling.
Let's talk about wrestling.
That's what
wrestling.
We're here to talk about. But before we talk about wrestling, let's talk about this morning, because you and I, finally, I got to be on your show for once.
Yeah, we did. That was a good time.
That was a fun thing. We had the drunk caller.
Oh, my God.
Which was, the guy calls in to request a song eventually.
What was the song?
It was something by Manson, right?
Yeah, I forget which one, though. No Reflection.
Yeah.
By Marilyn Manson.
He calls. We're talking about the Mortal Kombat tournament, and Hunter mentioned that, you know, Jason and Goro will be playable.
Yeah.
The guy calls. He answers. He's just like, hey, why are you talking about that old-ass Jason? And we're like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Is that what he said?
Yeah. We thought he was talking.
Was live?
Yeah,
no,
well,
we didn't put it on the air. I took the phone call off the air.
Okay, so he said, what's up with this old ass Jason?
I'm not dumb enough to put anybody live on the air. Hence the reason this show is recorded.
Yeah. But yeah, drunken call first thing this morning. That was great.
Yeah,
I'm so glad I could hear that.
And I was so glad you were there to hear it. What I told you afterward was that is the prototypical Friday morning drunk call. Get ready for it.
Hey, some people don't go to sleep.
They don't stop, man.
You know, it doesn't count if you haven't slept.
Not until they get to the tip top.
Right. Well, we are here to talk about. Hey, speaking of getting to the tip top, Zach, we were going to talk about Sunny for a second.
She didn't make it to the tip top.
She didn't sign the porn deal.
Oh, yeah? The six-figure porn deal.
Apparently, they were never in contact at all. Like, they offered it. Like,
Was this a phantom porn deal? I'm very confused.
Apparently, they tried to negotiate, but they never.
Yeah,
like
they never
contacted, but they never negotiated.
They never negotiated. They never got anything going. So if you're holding out or you're holding on, if you know what I mean, to see the Sunny porn video, not going to happen. But Hunter, I did watch a porn last night.
I'm so glad you're going to share this with me.
Well, it's related to Podzilla because we posted this to Nate's wall, Nasty Nate. You know?
Oh, you did tell me about this morning.
And I watched part of it last night. It was called My Little Porny Fucking His Magic.
Oh my
Jordan
God.
About spit his Pepsi out right there.
What?
I told Lindsay, I was like, hey, you want to watch My Little Pony? She's like, okay.
Oh,
and she turns around.
Why? That poor woman.
Does this place have Wi-Fi so I can look this up?
Please don't.
You're asking on the podcast.
I don't have
the
any data.
Because I can't tell you because I can't throw our Wi-Fi password to our thousands of listeners.
I'll just hand you my phone.
Wait, to our thousands of listeners?
Yeah, get it to there.
Oh, sweet.
We're on the air now. All right, now tens of listeners.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
Now we're good.
Before we get to the Elimination Chamber, let's go over a couple notes, as always.
Let's do that.
That we do weekly. We didn't really bring any notes, so we're checking 411 as we always do.
Motherfucker, I got notes for days.
You bring nothing.
Thank you, 411 Mania.
Guido Joe has nothing.
You want to say I got nothing? How about The Rock a couple weeks ago? We didn't mention this on the
We did. I'm going to get to that in a second. Just a couple quick ones real quick.
I get shot down.
Well, no, we're going to get to it. Come on, you're going to think this is cool, though. Stevie Ray from Harlem Heat signed a Legends deal.
Big T?
Big T. No, that was Ahmed Johnson.
Oh, that's right.
That wasn't
right.
Ahmed, but he teamed with Stevie Ray.
He was with him, yeah.
Jordan, do you know who Stevie Ray is?
He's the other half of Harlem Heat with Booker T.
Yeah, he's
Booker's brother.
He still has no fucking idea what Harlem Heat is.
Stevie Ray was kind of awesome.
We're coming for you. Oh, never mind.
That'll get you banned from Podzilla.
Yeah, that's John.
Get right to the line and then
Stevie Ray was awesome. I love Stevie
Ray. Was awesome.
He was bigger than Booker T.
Yeah.
And Booker T was
literally.
Yeah. So Stevie Ray signed a Legends deal. So hopefully we'll see him on WWE TV soon. I'll be happy about that.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Brock Lesnar added to the Japan tour. Which
Brock Lesnar added to a bunch of stuff. Have you seen all this?
I heard he was going to be on Raw pretty soon.
So July 22nd.
Wait, yeah, Japan? July. Well, June. No, or, June. 22nd.
I'm sorry, June. Yes,
yeah, he's advertised for the June 22nd Raw, and also one in July in Chicago, and then now he's advertised, because I got the email from the Scott Trade Center, for Battleground, the July pay per view on the 19th. He will be in St. Louis.
You want to go?
Oh man, see Lesnar live. Yeah. I did That's not happening. Think he was coming back that fast.
You guys want to
yeah.
go?
Yeah,
check the ticket prices. We'll figure it
Can
out.
Can I tell you how excited I am?
I wish you would.
Yeah, tell us.
I think you should. Paul Heyman coming back.
Yes.
Him on WWE TV, he could sell dirt and make you feel like you got a good deal.
He did sell dirt. Its name was Ryback.
Oh! I thought that was Curtis Axel.
Oh, see, I like Ryback and Curtis Axel.
Yeah.
Zach, something...
What about ECW?
What about ECW?
Wasn't that dirt?
Oh. I think he's pissed off a lot of wrestling
Lawler
fans.
In the house. There he is.
Hey, but didn't Jerry Lawler? I mean,
yeah, he didn't.
The
really
fact that he worked
that.
With them showed that
yeah.
he liked
it. Yeah, I was say, he probably liked it more than the rest of them.
We're excited about this. Hunter, did you see Zack Ryder on Raw? I know you saw Zack Ryder on Raw because we talked
I did,
about it.
That's right.
Raw. But one of the things that John told me afterward is that apparently in the taped episodes of NXT, Zack Ryder is going to NXT. So I think he will do better there than he has
absolutely.
Done on Raw.
I don't know why. I really hadn't even considered that up until now, but that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, NXT is like that place where guys who were popular go to get popular again. Look at Rhino.
Yeah.
You know, look at Samoa Joe, I guess.
And honestly, man, maybe, you know, it's a weird way of thinking of it, I guess, but with guys, like you said, like Rhino and Samoa Joe, who are working very, very loose contracts with WWE, maybe Zach could kind of scale back his existing contract and do a little bit of both. I mean, the guy would make bank on the indies. Can we agree to that?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Show up in ROH, be
you know how much
in TNA,
how much
maybe,
indies love
TNA,
how much they love even the lowest WWE guy.
Oh yeah,
they love him on the indies and TNA. He could go to TNA be champion tomorrow.
Right.
Anybody could.
Now, granted, he's not going to work with TNA and WWE. There's no way that's ever going to happen.
No, but
ROH maybe.
Yeah, well, maybe not now, because you hear ROH just signed. This is important. ROH signed a deal with Destination America.
That's true.
Which has fucking TNA on it already.
Right.
But ROH is much better.
MVP
it's a
was
better product.
Oh, MVP about that.
He posted his contact info for booking. He was so mad.
Yeah.
He was and out. Plus,
does the, that?
Damn.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say the big rumor that TNA is on its way out in September.
Right.
So are they gonna replace it with ROH, or is ROH gonna be a sister show to the TNA product?
Now, is it they just signed a deal to go on to their TV show, or did like that company like because I know Sinclair Broadcasting is the one that owns ROH.
Hmm.
So that means, did Sinclair sell the thing, or did they just get a deal with...
I think they just got a deal, because they're only doing...
I just hope that whatever happens, they get a better production quality, because their lighting and camera...
Yeah,
Is it the greatest thing,
indie.
But it works?
It's very much indie, but yeah, I think it's going to be huge for ROH, bad for TNA. So...
Yeah, that could that's going to be very strange, because, I mean, again, TNA and ROH are never going to be the same company. You said that about being a sister station or a sister broadcast.
But right.
You'd think they'd have to fall under the same umbrella in the first place. So
yeah, it's really strange to have two separate entities on the same channel.
Right.
Like, you will never see TNA and WWE owned by the same channel.
No.
Like it won't happen.
Like USA.
Yeah, right. like USA, when they had WWE, they had ECW, and then they booted ECW for WWE. Paul Heyman was pissed about that. I still remember that interview he did on the air where they muted
TNN.
Him.
TNN.
What
did USA. You're thinking
USA?
Of
Raw. Yeah, TNN, which used to be the Nashville Network, and now it's Spike, right?
Yeah, it went
Spike
to
Spike. TV. Yeah, well, terrible. also, Zack Ryder pulled off that sweet 450 splash.
How about that?
I was watching that. And like I was like, okay, cool, it's a pretty good match. I didn't know he did a 450 splash, and I lost my shit.
Yeah,
like,
who would have thought Zack Ryder could do a 450 splash?
And he got the rub from the Entourage guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zack Ryder was a star on Raw for the first time in forever.
I mean, I'm making fun of Entourage, but again, you know, if you bring on a guest star, at least they're interacting with the guy. You know, they didn't have to do that.
One thing that pissed me off during that is every time he went to do the woo-woo-woo, the camera cut away from the audience doing it with him just to specifically show him doing it. It's like they didn't want to see the audience... cheer along with him.
I can't take you seriously when you have those glasses on.
I'm out of the show.
I can't do it, man.
The glasses are staying.
I know I'm just going to have to deal with it. I'm just going to have to deal with it.
Yep. I'm out of the show.
Well, I want you to talk to me about The Rock, though.
No, you can talk about it yourself.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I guess he's leaving the show.
Not in the middle of the show, man.
He usually waits until after the show to quit. Weekly.
Okay, no, let me tell you what happened.
He's back.
We didn't mention this last week on the news show, but a really cool thing. This guy, who's a big, huge wrestling fan, was getting married. Him and his wife were getting married. Our fiance, I guess, at that time.
You're talking about Dick Fundy, right?
I thought it was a fun thing you just tried. Dick Fundy?
No, it's just the guy's name. His name is Dick Funday.
Yeah. Well, he no, Fundy. F-U-N-D-Y.
Fundy, okay.
He's an actor.
He works
with Chris Jericho. They did a series for Comedy Central called Nothing to Report. It's hilarious.
Oh my God, that's is that his real name?
Dick Fundy. That's his name.
That's not his stage name. That's like
that's
legit
the dude's
name.
Real name.
What the fuck?
This is the whole story now. The actual story has been lost.
The Rock crack. Oh no! What did he do? He officiated the wedding, right?
Well, yeah. Apparently, the wife had it all planned, and mm-hmm. she like his back was to something. And The Rock walks out from behind him and like takes over and officiates the whole wedding.
Yeah, that's how The Rock like, knows him.
Is that legal?
They've worked together in Hollywood.
I mean, yeah, he's ordained.
I am too.
Anybody can be ordained.
Yeah, I'm seriously. I can marry people. Like, yeah, you know, not in this state. I can't marry you guys.
It sounded threatening. I can marry you. I'll marry you right now.
Talk shit. I'll marry.
Get out of my face. I'll marry your ass right here.
Rock also set the Guinness Book of World Records for the most selfies.
Yes, he did.
And he has San Andreas opening this weekend.
Without a selfie stick.
Today.
I don't think he had one.
Opens today.
Maybe.
He did not have a selfie stick. Yeah, it did open today.
I want to see it. It opens yesterday.
It opened. This is Saturday.
No. We're post this Friday. Remember?
Today is Friday.
This is the second time I've had corrections on this Friday.
I know. I keep forgetting.
Huh?
Today is Friday, right?
It is Friday.
It's Friday.
And who do we decide was the motherfucker of the week this week? It was Zach and Jordan.
I thought you were going to make it everybody from Podzilla 1985 because we all didn't listen to the fucking fix this morning.
No. Tanner listened to it. Tanner did listen to it. He messaged me and told me not to be nervous. And I'm like,
Tanner, let me tell you who the motherfuckers of the week are. My fucking landlords. Let me tell you.
Not your new landlords. Not at LaCroix.
Not the new landlords.
We love you at LaCroix. Yeah.
I'm sure I'll come up with the motherfucker of the week by the end of the show.
Tanner was pissed at me on Monday, by the way, because it was Memorial Day, and he sends me a message that I get on Facebook after I get up that goes, the one morning I'm up early enough to listen to your show and you're not there.
Yeah, he mentioned that to me. He wasn't very happy about it.
I take vacations too, man.
Did you take that ride the other day? Did you get to go on that Justice League ride?
Oh, yeah, we talked about this this morning off the air. Tell them about that real quick. I saw a video of that, was it badass?
Yeah, well, okay, here's the thing. Justice League Battle for Metropolis. It's a new thing at Six Flags. It replaces the old Scooby-Doo Ghost Blasters deal.
Good.
Same idea.
Yeah, I'm saying no one's crying over that. Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing, though. It's the same idea. It's still the cars with the guns. You're still shooting at stuff. It is. Has anybody here ever been to Universal Studios in Florida and the Spider-Man ride? Did you do that?
I didn't do that. But...
Okay, well, if you ever go online and see a video of that, this is somewhere in between that. It's not as high caliber as the Spider-Man deal, but it's not as like low caliber as the Scooby-Doo one was, because it obviously hadn't been updated in years. So... we get a special media day invite. We get to go up there yesterday. They had free food. We got, like, capes. I got a Batman cape at home now for some reason. Man, it was wild. Yeah, it was really cool. We've never done anything like this with them before. So about 200 people for media day. They had tons of news stations there, all sorts of stuff. And we were, like, the first riders. So me and a buddy of mine managed to figure out kind of where they were going to start pulling the line from after they did their opening ceremonies. We're among the first, like, 10 people in line. So we get on the third car
to go through,
which, yeah, it was sweet. And we get in. And without giving away too much about the ride, I mean, the general gist is that the Joker and Lex Luthor have taken over Metropolis. They've captured most of the Justice League, and you have to, like, help free them. You're part of the Justice League reserve team.
You're the B team.
Right, exactly.
You're Justice League Wolfpack.
We're the NXT.
Yeah, you're 90s Justice League. So, like, Guy Gardner, Hal Jordan, or Guy Gardner, Green Lantern, and, like, yep. Booster Gold. And,
ooh,
you know,
was Green
Booster
Arrow Gold. There?
No.
That's fucking stupid.
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Actually, and I meant to ask you this morning. Yeah. Was it... when you said there were people on the screen,
yeah.
Was it real people or was it like CGI?
Animated. It's animated.
It was animated.
And it's
okay.
Not like crazy good CGI, but it's definitely better than you would probably expect.
And more exciting than the Scooby-Doo ride.
Oh, yeah. When you first come in, actually, you're in like the Hall of Justice is how it's set up, and they have like an animatronic cyborg in there. It's pretty good. It's not great, but I mean, he you know, fills the part. Whatever. So the first bit after the car starts, there's a screen. And the Joker's, like, standing on a car, and these guys are all throwing these, like, Joker gas grenades, and you have to shoot them out of the air with your little light guns. And in the midst of that, Superman flies up and, like, grabs Joker by the neck and kind of hurls him up in the air. And all of a sudden, the screen cuts out, but the audio keeps going. So, yeah, my buddy beside me is like, well, that seemed to, like, mess up, but surely it'll be okay. So they take us through a couple more, like, the real-life stuff. They have an animatronic Joker on an ATV with, like, a cannon thing on the front, shoots this gas. There's flames and stuff. And all the live-action stuff is pretty cool. Then we get to what is obviously supposed to be the next screen. Totally black. No audio. Nothing. This goes on for another three screens afterward. So all the live sets are actually happening. Then we get to the screens where you're supposed to use the guns and it doesn't work. We get to the end of the ride. And the guy at front, obviously, they're not, you know, fully communicated among the entire ride because the guy is like, hey, how was it? And we're like, well, it was cool, but, like, the screens didn't work. You know, about half the ride kind of didn't really do anything. We put our guns up, like, halfway through it. And he's like, yeah, we heard that they were having some trouble. They're going to have to reset the thing. This is where I expect him to say, just sit in the car and we'll run you back through. And he goes, yeah, we'll get you back through the line. The line of, like, 200 people. And I'm like, no, I'm good. Thanks. I've been here for 3 hours already waiting.
But did
you
tell them who you were?
Did you wear your local celebrity shirt?
I should have. I should have worn my damn badge, and that way they want to know. But yeah, anyway.
You should have told them you were going to get some curb service on them.
So end of the day, we really didn't even – we came back around like 2 hours later after riding a couple other rides because we got free admission to the park for being there that day. And the line was still like 100 people deep. And I'm like, I'm exhausted. I've been awake since 5 o'clock. I'm not doing this.
For a 50-50 chance of it working.
Exactly. Yeah. Who knows? Because the other guys that went with us, the first time they went on, it didn't work either. They actually stayed through the line, went back, and said it went, and it worked. So don't get me wrong. It's going to be a cool ride when it's up and running and they work out all the kinks. But they pushed this thing back a week anyway to work out the kinks. And obviously they didn't do it.
See, kids, this is why a real-life Jurassic Park would not work.
Exactly.
Because the moment the ride breaks down, the dinosaurs eat you. Yeah.
So, end of the day, I can't really complain too much because, I mean, they gave us what ended up being basically over $100 worth of free stuff. We didn't pay for parking. We didn't pay for tickets. We got these random capes for free. We had food. So, that was all nice.
It was not
a bad day. Yeah. Just the damn thing didn't work. So, what do you got?
The capes are still pretty cool. And
the capes were nice.
The free food capes.
Free food sells me.
Yeah.
It was free churros, I should clarify.
Oh, I want some churros. What are they?
It was good.
Never had a churro.
What are they?
I never had a
Mexican
churro.
Dick.
It's
speaking of Mexican, trying to find a way to tie this into Elimination Chamber.
Good luck,
Lucha Dragons.
Lucha Dragons. That's the first thing. There you go. Are they on the card?
Yeah. They're in the tag team Elimination Chamber.
All right. Let's get it going then.
Let's hop to it
before Zach puts on something else douchey. I like the glasses personally. I do too. They look good. Like, you seriously look like a fucking celebrity today.
Widow Joe is not an insult. I told you that from the moment that it started as a compliment.
Yeah. No, you look like I should be like washing your car.
Dying out there. What's going on?
I know, and you probably should.
And I probably will. Is the thing. All right.
So what do we do? Start at the bottom, work up to the top. What we're thinking of? Probably
from the bottom to the top, like Drake,
like Sonny.
From the bottom to the bottom.
The only match on the card that is not for a championship or doesn't involve a champion is what I'm guessing will be now, not the pre-show match, because again, remember, that's Miz and Daniel Bryan doing Miz TV for whatever reason.
You think Sandow will come out and get his heat back?
No, I think it's gone, man. I think heat just dissipated into the air.
Yeah.
Neville versus Bo Dallas is the only match on the card with no titles involved in any way whatsoever.
Also, no interest. I just want to just do the red arrow and get it over with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's bad.
You're a Bo Dallas fan, aren't you?
I love Bo Dallas. Neville's going to win by disqualification of something that Bo Dallas is going to do.
The bad thing with Bo Dallas is I hated him at first. Asa Gray talked about this all the time. We both hate Bo Dallas, and we hardly ever agree on wrestlers anymore.
Right.
But then Bo Dallas came back with the goatee and started acting like he should have acted. Like, he started to get that... That thing going.
So, I told you to wait.
And, of course, what did they do with it, though? Nothing.
Wait.
Right back to where he was before.
Well, but, I mean, all right, Bo Dallas could be a decent, you know, contender, could be a decent character, whatever. My problem with it is they built Neville up as not a world beater, don't get me wrong, but the guy was pretty far up the chain there. I mean, he was beating, you know, King Barrett on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Had quite a few wins under his belt, even though he had a couple of losses there, too, that seemed a little too high profile.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's in a feud with Bo Dallas.
In WWE, wins and losses don't matter.
Wins and losses don't matter.
Of course, of course.
And plus, this is a one-time thing. I highly doubt these two are going to fight again after this.
They just didn't have anything better for
you
them
You think
to
they're
going
to keep it going?
I think that Neville's going to win by something of Bo Dallas like gets disqualified, like a chair or something, and it's going to cause a feud.
I think the only way this feud keeps going is if Bo Dallas wins by cheating. He'll win by cheating, and then that will make Neville want to fight him again. And I think you might be right that they might keep it going. But I think, I'm going to put my money down on this, I think Bo Dallas is going to win this.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're going to, if they're creating a feud for the two, which it wouldn't be a bad feud, it would be entertaining, I think Dallas wins by hook or by crook.
Yeah.
And they'll do it again in 2 weeks when they do the next paper.
Basically, either way, Dallas comes out on top.
Yeah.
Either by beating him down with a chair, some disqualification, or winning by cheating.
We're going to call this match Neville Does Dallas.
Why do I not get this?
It's a porn. Really? We talk a lot about porns lately on this show.
Yeah.
Well, Sonny's got us revved up.
Sunny days, you know?
So what else we got? That's Neville and Bo Dallas, again, the only non-championship-related match. Women's title match, triple threat, Naomi, Paige, and Nikki Bella. For the Divas title, not women's, because it has to be a butterfly and pink and girly, and that's the only way it could be feminine.
I think Paige is going to win.
I thought that, but I think Naomi's finally getting her chance. I think she's going to win it.
Have you ever watched, there's a video I saw of when Paige was on the Indies, and it was actually her and Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
They used to be a team on the Indies, and they were so different.
Yeah,
versus what they are in WWE.
Right.
You know, and it was kind of odd to see them dancing around, acting like idiots. It was kind of funny. It was kind of like Emma,
yeah,
just on the indies. And it made me realize more and more, the more I see her, I don't like Paige.
Really?
Really?
I'll throw it out there. I don't know why. Something about her. I thought at first I saw it, and I thought she was fantastic, and she is a good wrestler.
Yeah.
But it's like they're trying so hard now to, like, get another AJ.
Yeah.
See, you know? I don't like that you say that.
Well, that's how it feels.
Well, I feel the same way. I don't like it, but
Yeah, they're just trying to make somebody into the next AJ.
Well, this Paige is indicative of a lot of the problems we've seen with people coming from NXT into WWE prior to recently. You know, up until now, it's been kind of a problem with the Ascension and some others. Now you've got guys like Kevin Owens and others who are making splashes at WWE, and they're really not changing much. Neville, yeah, not changing a lot. But, you know, the Ascension was kind of given a weird situation when they first came in, and Paige too, who's been there longer than most of the rest of them that were the NXT graduates onto the main roster. She came in with her own personality, or at the very least, she left NXT with her own personality, her own fan base, and was doing great things. And then as soon as she debuted in WWE, it was like she's a big AJ fan. It was Mickie James 2.0 all over again.
And it was terrible. I think they did so much against her with that first title reign, because she comes out, she won the title, sure.
Yeah.
But when she walks out in her wrestling gear, and confronts AJ. And AJ says, well, how about a match right now? And, you know, she says, well, I'm not ready for one. Then why did you come out in your wrestling gear? Normal people don't dress up in that outfit, you know?
Yeah, it's Randy Orton-itis. I mean, it's what happened to Orton back in the early 2000s when he won the title from Benoit. They decided, oh, you've got to be a face now.
Yeah.
And it just did not work. No, Paige should have been a heel from the second she debuted.
Yeah, and then, of course, she lost most of her matches in the beginning. She got beat up by a lot of people. She barely held on to the title each time she won it. I don't know why the WWE thinks that's a good way to establish somebody as a champion is by having them barely win, you know?
Yeah, it's the chicken shit heel syndrome. We've talked about him so many times.
That's the only one they know how to write.
That's it.
Chicken shit heel, and then if you are not John Cena, you're a face that can barely win, you know? Look at Dolph Ziggler. Look at all the guys that they put over, except for Ryback. When Ryback wins, he wins hard because he's Ryback. He's the big guy. And you feed him more.
Because he's huge?
Is anybody else alive in the room right now? Because I feel like it's just me and you, man.
Well, I can't tell if he's asleep. He's got his glasses on, and he's not wanting to smile, but I know he wants to smile because I see the corner of his mouth. But with Ryback, it's just Vince McMahon sitting in a booth jerking off constantly at how big he is, you know? He doesn't want to watch the Sunny porn. He wants to watch Ryback work out.
So that Divas title match, though.
Are they fighting?
Believe it or not.
Whole fucking conversation.
I think
about.
In general we've agreed that Nikki Bella is not winning, right?
Yeah.
Title's going somewhere else.
I don't know. I mean, they've done a good job of establishing Nikki Bella as a good champion now. Like, she's getting a good reaction. She's starting to turn some people in favor of her. Even Asa hates Nikki Bella and has started to give her a little credit.
Yeah.
So, of course, let's take the title off of her and throw it on somebody else.
I think Naomi gets it.
Jordan, what do you think? You going black or British?
British. Yeah.
And Paige. Believe it or not, I had coming into this, I was pretty much anticipating Naomi winning. So
really?
I'm gonna stick with that. I would personally prefer to see Paige win it. I think of the people they have on the roster right now that I know you're not, you know, you're a little frustrated with her right now, but talent wise, I think Paige is about as good as you're gonna get.
I still think Nikki Bella, I think if you ask me who I want to win, I still think Nikki Bella should keep it, because Nikki Bella is one of those poster child for the division. She's very attractive. She has a great body.
Yeah. She can wrestle.
She can wrestle. Not great, but she's good.
I think the three women in this match, though, are the three best wrestlers in...
Except for Natty.
Yes.
Except for Natty.
In the main division. She hardly wrestles anymore. They're the three best wrestlers.
I think really what you may have to take into effect here, or take into account, is that we've had so many people coming out from NXT. It's got to be time to bring up another diva, right?
Charlotte. Really haven't seen that in a while. So that's the real question. Does she debut here? Whoever it is, do they debut after the fact? That may affect who walks out here with the title.
We thought Charlotte was going to debut on the last show. Remember, we were like, hey, Charlotte's going to come back.
Right.
Now, let's do fantasy booking. Let's bring it back for a second. You have Paige win the title, and then you have Charlotte confront her because they had a pretty good thing going in NXT.
Right.
And you have Charlotte say, hey, I'm here. I'm coming for your title now.
Right.
You know, you can build on that.
Sure.
But they won't do it.
Well, keep in mind, Money in the Bank is in 2 weeks, right?
God damn.
Yeah, it's close.
Wait, so do you think they're going to do something crazy just to switch right back, kind of like we said on the show for Payback?
Which they didn't do. We were wrong about, of course.
I think the only way Charlotte's going to debut is if Nikki Bella wins.
You think that's...
I think that's because that way Nikki's established herself as the main diva right now, the main champion. Like, she's been constantly winning, and, like, she's beat everybody, and that's when Charlotte debuts and says, you know what, let's try this.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But in the WWE, does anything make sense?
No. Well, the problem with this is we're going to leave this discussion saying, well, maybe this is really well booked because it seems like anyone can win, but in reality, it's kind of the other way around. It's just things happening. It's not that it's not... Well,
they're
booked.
They're
what
throwing
am I
darts
to say
at the
here?
Board,
yeah,
Hunter.
Exactly.
They're throwing
it's
darts
just
at
things
board.
Happening.
Yeah.
Are you not entertained?
I am not.
I mean, I'm entertained with their outfits.
Am I banging on the door?
No, I thought so too. I think it's behind us.
Yeah, you're right.
So what do you get the next match? Because this match, clearly, there's no... The winner are the fans.
I'm excited about it, you asshole.
Let's go to something that we still don't even really know entirely how it's going to work. That would be one of the Elimination Chamber matches, the Tag Team Championship Elimination Chamber match. We do have indeed six teams. It's Los Matadores, the Ascension, the Lucha Dragons, Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, the Primetime Players, and the New Day, of course, the champions.
I look forward to this. It's going to be crazy.
I think this is probably going to be match of the night.
Do we still?
It's going to be so. There's two high flying teams.
Yeah.
I see shit going crazy. There's like double. Obviously, there's double the amount of people that could be in it at one time.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking crazy.
Titus O'Neil.
But I'm really confused still. I mean, have we gotten a good look at the pods in this thing? Are they adding more pods?
Well, what I heard on JBL on Raw, he was like, how do you fit two people in there?
Right.
Especially Titus O'Neil and Big E. Yeah. You don't fit those guys in a pod.
Mm-mm. So I guess do you have those two start?
Or maybe it's just maybe they'll just have one guy in a pod, and then when they get in, then the others can.
Or maybe they'll have extra pods.
Is it okay? My thing.
How are you
going to
make extra pods for a structure that
it can barely contain what they already have?
Yeah, yeah. My That's the biggest problem. Concern is how does it work with the pins? If there's one team, if one player gets or one tag, one partner gets pinned. Is it
that
like
team's out?
Is it the it's team out, or is it just one person?
I think
I would rather see it that way because I'd like to see that one player go for like against five.
Yeah,
of the team.
I think that would be interesting. But my God, I was gonna say there would be so many pins. That's
it would
12
take
people,
yeah 11
you know?
Pins.
That would take quite a while.
But if it's WWE, so they'll have it where finisher pin. You know?
See, I'm thinking in general when they do tag team elimination matches, it's usually the case that if one team member is other than Survivor Series, if one team member is pinned, then the team is out. So my guess is that's how it's going to go. I do like the idea. I think it'd be more interesting, but that's more like Survivor Series, and that's probably too close to War Games, and God knows they don't want to dredge up anything from WCW, so...
They don't want it to be out
I'm
and shine them.
I'm very excited about this match.
I'm excited about this match, too. Do you think maybe they'll do it this way? Maybe they'll have one person... Like, they'll have one of each team in the ring fighting already, and then the pods has the other teammate, and then often they'll bring in the other teammate.
Yeah,
and
that would make sense.
Well, then that would have to be like, they would have to do like the Survivor Series thing. If one person's in, then there's...
Not necessarily. If you get pinned before your pod opens, you're out of luck.
Oh, and they might pull that angle with like...
I would piss a lot of...
Imagine if... Oh, okay. I just had a nightmare. What if they do that, and everybody pins New Day to start with? So then New Day can't even enter the match.
They can't.
I will stop
done.
Watching the pay-per-view. I'll walk out. We'll go to Casey's and get more pizza.
That would be rough.
That's all the way fucking in Jackson,
I will say, as much as
I... Are we getting Casey's this time? I'm more about that now.
he's worried now about what's going on with the pizza. I will say that as nice as it is that there are a couple of high-flying teams in there with Los Matadores and Lucha Dragons, I'm a little disappointed that Harper and Rowan aren't in this match.
Have they reestablished them as a team yet?
Well, I mean, enough as much as the last time any of them have been – or either of them have been seen the last, like, four or five times it's been together. They've been working together.
Right.
So maybe they're not an established tag team, but I will say when you and I were talking about Raw and Asa was in on that discussion too, he did mention, you know, is it the possibility maybe they'll attack one of these teams and take them out before it starts, Edge style, take over their pod.
Right. Who will control the pod, Hunter?
That's a good question.
Because he who controls the pod, Zilla, controls the world, Zilla.
I don't know. It's me if you have anything to say about it, apparently. Every week there's a new quote-unquote rumor that I'm taking over Podzilla.
You know the dirt sheets, man. They're constantly talking
It's never
shit.
Been true.
But if we have to, if you had to give a winner for this match, let's do a winner thing. Oh. Who do you got?
You mean go out on a limit?
Go out on a limit, and I'm hoping you're going to say New Day.
Oh, no.
No, you don't think New Day?
Primetime Players.
Oh, well, that would be my dream.
Yeah.
Because I love Titus O'Neil.
Going out on a limit.
Yeah.
Titus O'Neil has been getting so much publicity lately with mm-hmm. the Father of the Year stuff.
And, yeah.
You know, it's a good time to put the title on him, which means they won't. Exactly. So then who realistically do they pick?
Yeah.
I'm guessing Kid and Cesaro probably.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with the New Day. I think New Day is going to come out on top here. I think they've got enough members to keep everybody busy. And I don't know if this is kind of a side note, but did anybody watch SmackDown last night?
No. Not yet.
Okay. No, I don't want to spoil too much for you here, but I'm going to.
Well, it's not like I haven't, you know, heard the things.
Yeah, it's not like it's a great movie that you're going to watch, you know.
It's not like Citizen Kane.
Oh, man. I was going to throw a spoiler out there, and I don't want to because I don't want to ruin a great movie for somebody.
Well, I want to hear it now.
No, I'm not worried about
Kaiser Soze? If I say Kaiser Soze, it's going to ruin a movie for anybody? Usual Suspects?
I've seen that.
Okay, so you know. You ever seen The Usual Suspects, Zach?
I was going
Jordan?
It's, they're never going to watch it.
No, I'm not going to spoil that, man. That's the greatest freaking twist of all time.
I'll tell them right now.
I don't want to hear
it. It was on Netflix. I don't know if it is now.
I think I may have.
Or maybe it was on HBO Go.
You have every fucking movie I want to see, but you never fucking bring it down.
Well, it's not. Well, if I knew where you lived.
Off the rails. point being, SmackDown main event, Seth Rollins and Kane. It was a tag team match, the two of them against Ambrose and Reigns. And for whatever reason, toward the end of the match, the New Day interfered on behalf of the Authority. Now, it didn't do him any good. The match was already over through disqualification. J&J Security got the Authority team disqualified. I forget what they did. But, yeah, New Day showed up. And as they were wailing away on Ambrose, Reigns did his over-the-top leap and wiped them all out. But then they were out of the equation from then on.
So let's rewind. Let's review the week in WWE for the New Day. So on Monday, Kane punishes them by putting them in the Elimination Chamber match.
Right.
And then that night they had him in a, it was three on everybody else match.
Yeah, basically. Pretty much.
And so then they fight for them on SmackDown. Because logic?
Yeah.
What the fucking sense does that make? Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong.
They have a million monkeys typing at a million typewriters right now.
I may have missed something earlier in the show where there was some sort of deal struck. If that was the case, maybe that sheds a little light on the subject. But that's all I saw. Was the main event, and all of a sudden the New Day shows up. And even the commentators were just kind of like, oh, the New Day are here. Oh, they're going to ruin the plans. They're going to mess with the faces. I wish they wouldn't do that, but they're going to. You know, I mean, they didn't even seem like it was all that weird to them.
Yeah.
I half expected, granted, I may be asking a little much of Byron Saxton, but I half expected at least somebody to go, what the hell is the New Day doing here?
Well, you have to say it in his voice, though.
You can't expect less.
What the hell? Why is the New Day here?
Why is the New Day in the
It's very strange that they're, why would
doing.
They do that?
That's crazy.
We should do the entire show with Byron Saxton voice.
It's the Quaalude edition of Podzilla 1985.
Welcome to Podzilla 1985. My name is Shannon Young.
You sound like Frasier.
I love Frasier.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, man. That's
I love that show.
All right, so you got
Primetime Players.
You got Primetime. Jordan, who you got?
I got New Day.
You got New Day. Hunter's got New Day.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limit twice. I'm going to double your limit.
And you doubled his dick.
I'll see your limit.
Oh, now we're in the same time.
Yes!
Yeah. I'm going to – who's in the match again?
Los Matadores,
no.
Ascension,
maybe no.
Lucha Dragons,
no.
Kid and Cesaro, Primetime Players, New Day.
I'm gonna go Kid Cesaro just because
I can see they would probably be my second choice. I mean, it's a shame that you put all those other guys in there for no real reason. It kind of feels like the Royal Rumble, like you know, when Taka showed up in the Royal Rumble in 1999, nobody thought he was.
I
win.
Wish, and you know, back in those days, at least you had the suspension of belief that maybe they'll win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think maybe the Lucha Dragons will pull this off. But now, in this current state of WWE, you know that's not going to happen.
No way. Not a chance.
Let's move on.
Let's stick to the Elimination Chamber and do the other one. This is probably one of the more exciting matches of the night, too. The Intercontinental Championship.
Is this not the main event? Because
I don't think
this was the main event.
Well, okay. I'll tell you what. Let's hold off on that. We'll come back to that.
That'll be the best one.
We'll come back to that. Let's do the this is another good one. Let's do the champion versus champion match. United States champion John Cena.
Let's go
against
Cena
the NXT
fight.
Champion Kevin Owens.
My biggest fear from this match, and I don't know if any of you share this fear, is that Cena is going to beat him. Well, first off, getting put into a program with John Cena generally kills your career.
It's scary stuff.
It's like you go in there and they tell you, hey, if you ever went to any job and said, hey, today you're working with the top guy, you're going to work with the main, you know, if all of a sudden they told you, hey, Hunter, when you come into the station tonight, you're working with the biggest guy in radio, you'd be like, oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, if Howard Stern shows up tomorrow morning or, you know, Monday morning,
you're freaking out.
You're
going, whoa, cool.
Right.
But in WWE, you walk in and they say, hey, we're going to work you against Cena. You go, no. I had so much hope.
Well, I'll say this. All right, first of all, prediction, just to put it out on the table. This match ends in a disqualification. Owens wins by DQ because probably either A, Samoa Joe, or B, Finn Balor, his number one contender, is going to interfere, and that'll just be a way to showcase NXT.
I think he'll just beat him down.
So, well,
I have to disagree. I think Cena wins by DQ because I think probably Rusev or somebody else that they want to put Cena in a feud with comes out.
But this will affect later in the night. Rusev is injured and may not even make it to the main event.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
He got caught yesterday in a wheelchair with the cast and crutches.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's been pulled from all Raw tapings until sometime in late July.
Well,
last
damn.
I saw.
Well, I mean, his career was pretty much going
see,
down
here's,
anyway.
Here's what I'm getting at is the idea that Cena, and see, I think that may have put a little logic behind the reason that basically everything's been jettisoned from Rusev lately. He lost his manager, he lost his win streak, he lost his title, probably because they were aware that he was going to have to be gone for a while, so you don't want to leave all those exciting things on the table,
right,
like the IC title with Daniel Bryan. I don't like necessarily the way it all went
down,
it's
unfortunate.
But still.
Sure. Yeah. Because Rusev was one of the only heels that was a legitimate threat, not just a chicken shit.
So now you've got John Cena, who has no real feud. I mean, he's still doing the U.S. Open Challenge and doesn't really have a specific person who's constantly after him other than Owens.
Right.
Owens, by the way, has additional challengers. Or Owens, on the other hand, I should say.
Like five different
so
people.
Again, yeah, you got Samoa Joe, you got Sami Zayn, who's injured and probably unlikely to show
he's
up, but reasonable.
He has surgery right now.
Yeah, so unreasonable he would show up, but I mean, technically still there, you know, in the back of his mind. You got
Tommy.
Finn Balor.
Same way.
Yeah, you got a Tommy doing the same thing. So you've got plenty of people who could ruin this for him. Now, all that being said, you said that about, you know, we talked about getting put into a program with John Cena and being concerned that when you're going to show up, you're going to get blown out of the water.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think that this is a situation where at first I was not that concerned about that because it seemed like it was a one-off deal. And now with Rusev being pulled from the upcoming cards, the rumor is that Owens will kind of be taking his place and may be more or less on Raw almost every week through July.
Well, if they book him right, it'll be great because
that's
you get so
exciting.
Much exposure for the NXT.
Right,
oh, yeah.
But now that shifts the mentality of this match from being a one-off showcase to
something more.
Beginning of a feud.
Well, it's like
where John Cena will probably win.
Well, yeah, but
spoiler.
But it's
I win.
Wyatt and Undertaker. Wyatt made that feud because Undertaker never showed up, right? Same thing, like when we watched Unstoppable, every little thing Kevin Owens does is right. Everything he does with this feud, he comes out wearing John Cena's shirt. He's got the crowd cheating John Cena sucks.
Yep.
Chanting. Owens is selling this feud better than John Cena ever could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So give him a shot at it. Let him run with this. You can make Kevin Owens into a huge star right now.
Right.
If you choose to.
Right.
Or you can put him back down in NXT where he belongs, which is probably what Vince McMahon will do. Because he's an old motherfucker that needs to be put down like a dog.
Whoa! It got real.
Easy.
It got super real in here.
Somebody's
got
to wake up the crowd.
So I originally had said I really thought that, you know, Owens will probably be taken out through a disqualification through somebody, one of his upcoming challengers. At this point, with it looking like that's going to be a running, you know, theme for a little while, Cena's probably going to win this match by hook or by crook. I don't know what's going to happen, but one way or the other, they're probably going to leave it with Owens on the table for a possible rematch.
Right.
And then we'll do three because WWE doesn't know how to do feuds that don't go at least three matches.
I now that we're talking about this, I think the most likely angle, in my opinion, is Owens beats down Cena so bad he gets disqualified.
Yeah.
I think you said that, Zach.
Yeah.
It just makes most sense.
Yep. We've seen it.
Pop up powerbomb through a table. Because he says he has a problem with everybody in the Federation.
Right.
He doesn't care who he beats or who wins. He's the champion.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't care about wins. He doesn't care about wins or losses.
Yeah.
He just wants to hurt people and put them out.
Well, the match isn't even, you know, originally we kind of thought this was going to be for the U.S. title, but it's not because Owens doesn't care.
He sees the U.S. title as beneath his NXT title.
Right.
Which is great, especially if he beats Cena, man.
Yeah.
That's going to be fantastic. So I'm going to say John Cena by DQ.
Right.
You saying John Cena by DQ.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Oh, I say John Cena by DQ, and I also want to mention that, you know, I want to agree with Louis Benson here on I don't know if you saw his Facebook post about it, but he says everybody from this match was going to win.
Yeah.
Because, you know, John Cena is going to look good like he does.
Because it's going to be a good match.
Yeah.
Right.
Owens going to put the best out of him.
Owens is going to get boosted, which which then in boost the entire NXT roster. Right. So this whole this will be the, I think actually this will be the show stealer of the night.
This could be the star making match of the night. For sure. Yes. Jordan, what do you think?
What if Kevin Owens wins?
Like just flat out wins
just
legit?
Flat out wins legit.
I think that would be fantastic because it could take Cena by surprise. He could say I underestimated this guy.
Right.
And then Owens looks really good. But they're so worried about protecting John Cena when they don't have to. You said it months ago. Mm-hmm. Cena's one of those guys that can lose constantly and it won't hurt him.
Yeah.
He's John Cena.
Was yeah, ideally. Like his worst year ever? Like he lost match.
Yeah, he lost because he lost to Brock. He lost to. Punk. No, he didn't lose to Brock. He lost to Punk. He lost to The Rock. Like he was having a terrible year. And that makes him more endearing
right.
when you're weak. Nobody
you
wants
gotta
fucking
have
Superman.
A weak point somewhere.
Yeah.
Look at the Daniel Bryan story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that that's over.
Right. Ideally with Owens, I think it'll be okay if he, you know, I'm fine with the idea of him winning by ref stoppage. Basically the same thing as the Sami Zayn match, which is what we've been talking about. He beats him to the point that he can't answer, Cena can't answer the ref and it's done. But ideally, wouldn't it be great if he beat him clean, 1-2-3, Cena gets up after the fact and goes to pull a Sami Zayn, only, you know, instead of him beating Owens, he got beaten by him, goes to shake his hands, and Owens just beats the hell out of him again.
And then that sets up a rematch for Money in the Bank in 2 weeks.
Yeah, like they do the whole...
Or what if Cena turns heel?
Now we're too far.
He goes
we're too
to
far.
Shake his hand, and then he gives him
you
the attitude.
You passed the uncanny valley, my friend.
No, okay.
Too far.
Limit.
All right. God, this is incredibly fantasy booking, but now that you said it, I want to get your opinion on it, guys. what would make you mark out more? Cena, after the match, Cena goes to shake the hand, you know, as the, wow, I respect you, you beat me, and Owens beats him up, or Cena goes to shake his hand, Owens kind of reluctantly puts his hand out, and Cena F5s him, flips him off, and then Cena turns
pretty
heel.
Sure it's an attitude.
See, but here's the thing.
FU. Or no, not even FU.
Would it even be a heel turn, though, or would it just be Cena would show up on Raw the next week saying, hey, you know, I did what I was going to do, and
I love
put
the
it
kids.
Down there, but I love the kids, so I'm back. Here we go.
Here's my new T-shirt.
It wouldn't work. I don't think it would work.
But Owens... would be cheering.
Maybe the wrong person to do it against.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Don't get too excited about Owens at Money in the Bank as far as a singles match. He has said that he wants in. He wants in on Money in the Bank. Now, how sweet would that be if you're NXT champion?
They're doing a fantastic job with Owens so far.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
The guy can do anything.
But that's not Vince.
Nope. Triple H.
That's not Vince.
Yeah.
What happens when Vince gets a hold of him, renames him? We'll probably put him in like a stupid gimmick where he eats all the time. He's fat and clumsy. You know?
He has like barbecue grease hanging down his beard.
He comes out to the ring with a bib.
So he's Luke Harper.
Here's my.
I mean, like barbecue sauce, like stuck to the side of his lip. Like
you said grease, and all I can think of is Luke Harper.
Jordan has a prediction. I want to hear this.
I think Kevin Owens wins.
That's a
by
clean. Some way.
Oh, not clean. Though.
No, not. I'm not because
it's
say
John
clean,
Cena.
Because it is John Cena, but I think some way, somehow.
You think John Cena will someday job to God, or will he just live forever?
Are you asking me or anybody?
I'm asking anybody.
When are we talking WWE Spotlight style God, or are we talking about the real?
I assumed it was the same guy.
The real.
I assume Vince McMahon could afford anybody. Okay, so we all want Owens to win. Most of us thinks Jordan or John Cena is going to win. Jordan's getting a call from his dad. He's hanging up on him. Good job, Jordan. What's the next match?
What do we got next? Well, I guess if we're going to stick with the idea that Icy Chamber match is the main event, then we're left to just Icy Chamber. That's kind of weird. All I can think of is like a beer cooler now.
Isn't that isn't that something Nazis used? The Icy Chamber?
Oh, wow, that got awkward. So we're up to the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. Ambrose challenges Seth Rollins.
This is an interesting match because Ambrose, I thought they were going to have this match. Remember I said Ambrose versus Rollins at Elimination Chamber. But I assumed Ambrose would be the champion at this point.
Yeah.
That funny van he drove in the other day with that outfit, with that hat.
That was so
okay,
stupid.
I laughed so hard.
Let's go back to Raw.
Yeah.
Hunter, you look like you're dying. You want to talk about this.
My God. All right. It was funny, first of all. After Ambrose gets arrested for quote-unquote assaulting an officer. Or
a cameraman.
Yeah. He gets carted off by the cops, who, by the way, the NYPD had their mobile command unit there to arrest one guy. I can only assume they were pissed because in New York, you definitely don't want cops around cameras, right?
Yeah. No.
Anywhere these days. You had to read the Miranda rights off a fucking cue card.
Which, by the way, don't have to read the Miranda rights. Look it up. You don't have to do that. It's just a TV thing.
But even if that's so, they have to go. They have to take a test where they have
to
recite.
Well, they have to know them. Yeah, they have to be aware of them.
And the guy had a list as he was reading it, too.
You said butt-fucking, by the way. I don't know if you realized it. You said butt-fucking.
You said butt. Is he high? I'm sure he's high.
Did anybody?
That's the only thing I can figure out.
I was trying to go for Joaquin Phoenix over here today.
He's a local wrestler that they want to sign in NXT now.
Nice. Usually they are local guys, and that's kind of what I figured it was.
I didn't know he was a local guy.
Why are we ignoring the biggest part of this? The biggest part of this is that
right,
he stole a police van.
two now.
Oh, now you're in the lead.
What
you
got,
you
got
enough points of the Bound for Glory.
What did I say?
Just dick.
Oh, ah, yes, sir.
Son of a bitch.
So anyway, Ambrose comes back later in the night after it's been revealed that he didn't actually do whatever he supposedly did. It's not illegal, whatever. He comes back in the police van with, like, the police hat and the nightstick.
He took his
so
hat.
So did he steal it? Like, did he? Because then shouldn't he get arrested
or
again?
Or if he didn't steal it and they just said, yeah, you can borrow this police van and
right.
nightstick.
Go ahead, buddy. Go get him. So anyway, that happened.
There's logic, and then there's this. This ranks, to me, this ranks up there with the most insulting things. Like when Hornswoggle drew the wall, the door on the wall, and then ran through it. When Mae Young gave birth to a hand. This is up there with the dumbest things they've ever done.
Pretty bad,
fuck you, motherfucker.
Well, did you not think this was insulting to the intelligence?
Yes.
No!
Was it,
I thought it was awesome. He's a fucking lunatic fringe. He does
what
a fucking
you know what
watch.
Happens
He's
to lunatics in real life?
Goddamn van.
They get arrested and thrown in Arkham.
Obviously, it doesn't matter. He fucking got the fucking van and got his title match.
He did. Once you, it's actually in New York, it's a law. Once you get away with the van, they can't come after you anymore.
You can no longer
they give
doesn't
up.
Doesn't matter. He's a lunatic fringe. It fits the fucking gimmick.
I'm pretty sure.
He's also totally going to lose. Can we just agree he's not going to win this match on Sunday?
After all that, he's winning.
You got me thinking now that what happened was Ambrose stole the van. He got 5 stars. He drove around and hid until the stars went away, and then he's good.
He hid out in the corner, called his buddy Trevor to help him out.
I want Ambrose to win just as bad as you.
I'm going for Ambrose.
I'm begging for Ambrose to
Ambrose
win.
Ambrose is winning.
I've said this for some time now, and I am going to stick to it. Ambrose will not be WWE champion until Roman Reigns is. Roman Reigns will be champion before Ambrose.
At Raw, when Ambrose was gone and Reigns came out, I thought,
he was gonna
please
sign
God,
that contract.
No. Don't let Reigns sign the contract and take the title fight. Thank God. And then when Ambrose came out in his stolen car, I was happy.
That means it's a fucking van.
Van, sorry. Because that meant that Reigns would not have the title shot. So thank God.
Mobile command unit.
Yeah. So, but we all agree, you want Ambrose to win. But
Ambrose is winning.
You think he's going to win?
It's not going to happen.
This is a double limit.
Let's put a money on this one.
Motherfucker.
Ten bucks.
Wallet. Let's put a money.
Let's do $10 right now. I say Rollins. You got Ambrose?
Can I give you a?
Well, you don't have to do it now. We'll do it later.
Okay,
what the
we'll
hell
do it later.
Is on your wallet?
It's a Mighty Wallet. It's 1950s pinup girls.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it pretty sweet?
I lots of women. From a distance, I just didn't know what I was looking at there.
I had upgrades.
Jordan,
my
what
arrow.
Do you think?
Very confused.
See, I want so badly to think that they're going to do something crazy just to. If they need to switch it, they can switch it in 2 weeks.
Right.
It's just
well, that's what I said in the last review. They could switch it. They've had 3 pay-per-views in the span of 6 weeks.
That's insane.
And the next one's fucking June 14th. So like fucking.
Yeah, another 2 weeks. They've got another one. So money in the bank, and
that's
then
crazy.
That.
Oh wait, so I have a question for Hunter.
Yo.
Yeah.
All right. So this whole Shield thing that we had at Payback. All right. So how did you say this was going
to
go down?
My plan. To lead up to the next year's WrestleMania, I think this is like the 17th podcast I've said this, but here we go. All right.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Hunter, you're going to find out that some people from the podcast don't listen to this.
So, all right, here's the general plan that I have in mind is that, Zach's gone. He's out. So,
really
I thought he fell off the chair. So, without getting too detailed into what goes on, my plan would be that Roman Reigns wins the WWE title either at SummerSlam or around Survivor Series.
Okay.
Seth Rollins will win the Royal Rumble, if I don't choke to death first. He'll win the Royal Rumble. Probably they'll put J&J security in, whatever. They'll do a protect him to the end type of thing. And Dean Ambrose, before all that, will win Money in the Bank and hold on to it. That would lead to WrestleMania, where you've got the automatic matchup of Rollins and Reigns due to the Royal Rumble and already having the title. Ambrose cashes in before the match, not a mid-match thing, even like months in advance, says, this is it, I'm in the WrestleMania main event, deal with it. And so that leads to your triple threat.
I would like to add an attachment that by this point, for this match, Ambrose will steal a jet fighter and fly into the event and skydive.
But then, as he does, a monitor will fall from the top of the arena and explode.
He will take that jet and then blow up like a Best Buy.
He's actually gotten away from that, but he's never going to fully get away from it. That hasn't happened in a while where he's been taken out by an inanimate object, but...
Well, I mean, Roman Reigns, kind of about as wooden as it gets, you know?
That's good.
And then we have, I think, the last match is the main event, right?
Yeah,
or at least what I hope is the main event.
Right, we're up to the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah, and who is in
the Elimination Chamber, it is R-Truth, Sheamus, King Barrett, Ryback, Dolph Ziggler, and... advertises Rusev, his reported replacement, if he is indeed injured, as we heard, is Bray Wyatt.
Oh, he's actually going to be on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, go figure, right?
Wait, he's going to lose.
It doesn't matter. He's going to be on the damn pay-per-view.
So, at some point in time.
Holy crap. To
this point now, Ambrose or Bray Wyatt to pay-per-views is akin to Zack Ryder to television. Right. Like, oh, he's on it. Okay, good for him. Well, this is probably the second best match of the night, maybe third after this. This is a great card.
This is a great card. It is. We pick on it a lot, but it is a great card.
Yeah, I mean, it may have only been a two-week thing, but it's still a great card, and I can't wait to see it. I don't know. Who do you pick in this? Anybody can win this match, literally, except for Bray Wyatt.
And R-Truth. And Ryback.
Okay, fine. So, like, three people could win this match.
Yeah.
Or Barrett.
I think reasonably... I would count Ryback out.
Like I said, this man's jerking off into a Kleenex.
I'm counting Ryback out because if Bray Wyatt is indeed going to be in the match, I think they take each other out. I think they're going to cancel each other out. So, really, to me, the most realistic options, Barrett, but I don't see Barrett winning a main event-level match. So, at this point, you're down to Sheamus and Ziggler. And even though Ziggler's kind of got, you know, this nice little ball rolling with Lana and everything, I think that's enough to take him out of the running, too. I think Sheamus wins when it's all said and done.
And I think that would be awful.
Because, I do, too.
Yeah, because Sheamus has lost so much lately.
Yep.
All these guys, actually, pretty much everyone in this match has been trading victories back and forth.
Right.
So if you think about it, it kind of makes it seem like it's a anything-can-happen type thing.
This is me sticking with fantasy booking I made a long time ago that is yet to come to fruition, but I really hope that Sheamus wins and then joins up with the Authority. I think he'd be a great enforcer-type figure for them. I really do.
So Sheamus, J&J Security, and now the New Day.
Right.
All members of the Authority.
I'm hoping the New Day thing was a one-off type of deal. Maybe they just paid him off for the night or something. Like I said, I feel like I'm missing a puzzle piece from that situation.
We'll have to go back and watch that because maybe they made him a deal that said, hey, if you help them win this match,
we'll cancel the
tag match or something like that.
Yeah, maybe you're the last ones out of the pot or the first ones, depending, whichever is going to be better.
I think Ziggler's going to win. I think Ziggler's because they love to get Ziggler up at the they show him the brass ring and they say here you go buddy and then he grabs it but it's one of those things that shocks you when you touch it.
No, then the big boss man pulls it up a little higher, right, and then he can't get to it.
From heaven, because that's where he is.
Because
he's dead.
A big nasty bastard.
So you're saying he's fishing from heaven with the fucking brass ring?
With the brass ring, he's just up there. I got me a Ziggler. You know?
It kind of sounds like a fishing term.
They got me a Ziggler.
Got a Ziggler on there.
Also sounds like a really intricate sex maneuver.
I knew it was coming.
That's what I was thinking.
Like Sonny's going to get Zigglered. You know?
Shit.
Hey, Jesus. Can I say one of my favorite Rock jokes? Real quick.
About The Rock?
About The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
No, not about The Rock. The Rock did. It was on SNL.
Will I laugh?
I think you will. It's funny.
Let's find out.
So years ago when Rock was hosting SNL, he did a skit with...
I'm going to laugh if you don't get closer to that mic, Zach.
He did a skit with Tim Meadows on SNL. You know, Tim Meadows was the ladies' man.
Yeah.
And The Rock was undercover as a woman. And Tim Meadows was propositioning him.
Yeah.
And Tim Meadows' ladies' man says, you know, how come you never arrested me because of all the things I tried to do with you? And Rock says, well, because we didn't understand half the things you tried to tell us. What exactly is an Alabama crab dangler? Zach Stoneface, because whatever he's smoking this morning has really got him chilled.
When I don't remember if it was that episode or the next one The Rock hosted when he was, and I'm trying to remember the name, was it Nicotrell?
Oh, yeah.
He was the anti-smoking. Instead of a patch, you hire this guy to walk around and kick your ass every time you try to smoke a cigarette.
His name was Nick Latrell.
Yeah, Nick Latrell, and he would just knock you out. Stop smoking! He would throw people through windows.
My favorite part of that is when he sits down with the guy's wife and puts his arm around the guy, gets up and says, you get your hands off her, Nick Latrell. Yeah. And Rock jumps up and goes, you don't talk to Nick Latrell that way. And then throws it through a window.
Abuse.
So back to the match. I'm going with Ziggler. I think it's going to be a fantastic match. It's going to be a great pay-per-view. But I got Ziggler, even though the person I want to win is Ryback. I'm not sure. If Zack Ryder's not in it, I'm lost interest. But I'm going to go with Ziggler no matter what. So.
I'm convinced that Sheamus is going to win. I would prefer Ziggler to win, to be honest. But
how many times can he win and then... How many times can you get to that brass ring and then they slap the McShit out of you and knock you down over and over again?
I love that picture, by the way. Let's put it this way. Again, the thing with Lana, you know, you would love to think that maybe she'll help out Ziggler, especially if Rusev isn't going to be there, because now we've got a reason to have them work together. How's she going to help him in the Elimination Chamber?
She better start flashing something. She better start showing those pics from the internet.
I don't know why I asked you this question. I should have known what was coming.
One person you should have asked that question was Jordan.
I don't think Jordan.
The only person you should ask that question was Jordan.
I just have to give him a look now, and then he knows.
Jordan, have you ever seen the pictures of Lana from the internet?
What's the internet?
Jordan, you're a sheltered kind, aren't you?
Anybody ever seen Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back? What the fuck is the internet?
We got to start making fun of Nate.
Well, no, we don't. Because Nate and My Little Pony, you know. There's a picture.
Clarify something for me, because I've heard it a couple times now. Is there a Nate voice?
Oh, yeah. It's like if I were to walk in today and I would look at you and I would say, like, well, I didn't know they had a Muslim running this show. Because you kind of have that Muslim look there.
Wow.
I don't think the gays should marry. Oh, you know, geez. That's the Nate voice.
Can I ask you a question? Funny. Can we invite Nate to the show Sunday? I'm serious. Like, I'm 100% serious.
I don't know if I want Nate on a wrestling show, because as much as I make fun of Nate.
I mean, not just on the show.
Oh, just to watch?
And then kick his ass out when it's over. Okay,
he can watch the show from a distance. And every now and then.
Are you going to lock him outside of Gaming Grounds and he has to watch through the window?
With a pair of binoculars.
It'd be like the Today Show.
Yeah.
But no. I want Nate to be like, you know how every now and then Jordan will... You know, spew a couple words here and there.
Yeah.
We can do it with Nate.
Spew. That's what he thinks only, of what you only have if, to say, Jordan.
Only if
hear
Nate
that?
Comes dressed up as, like, a pony.
I'm asking Nate right now if I fucking... Okay, I'll ask him.
Good luck with that.
Oh, my God.
Well, all right, what about the pay-per-view, though? Yeah, who do you think is going to win
the
IC title?
One more time. Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's get some predictions
real quick.
IC title.
Jordan, go first.
I'm messaging Nate.
I really want King Barrett to win.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, he's king now.
Really,
King Barrett seems like he should win, yeah.
That makes sense.
But he won't. Again, WWE land.
But Sheamus will win. I agree with Hunter.
We got one Ziggler, two Sheamus. Zach, what do you got?
I got one real prediction and one fantasy booking prediction.
Okay.
My real prediction,
Barrett's
going to win. They're
both wrong.
So you got Barrett?
I got Barrett.
Okay.
My fantasy prediction, either way, if it's Rusev or Bray Wyatt, one of them two. That's my fantasy.
Well, it's not so hard to believe that Bray Wyatt would win, especially if they want to mix it up a little bit.
Right.
But, again, you're in WWE land.
It would have to be. I think you'd have to involve Harper and Rowan there. I think that's the inevitable
maybe that's the thing.
Yeah.
They come from under the ring because of
they just
monsters.
They steal the key from the ref.
How nice would it be to have...
That's how Lana gets in.
By the time that we get to Monday,
how nice would it be to
have Bray Wyatt and Harper and Rowan as the IC and tag team champions?
No, she just comes out with a rest and tank.
Or just that Harper and Rowan... Rejoin with Wyatt.
At least that.
Yeah. He leads them again.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to look at it, but I don't know. Let's go through the card again.
All right, one more time. Bottom top, we're going Neville and Bo Dallas.
Bo
Dallas.
Mm. Yeah, damn it. let's see. The women's title match, Divas Championship, Naomi, Paige, Nikki Bella, Triple Threat.
Paige.
Naomi. I think it's Naomi.
Two right there.
Yep. What else we got? The Tag Team Championship Elimination Chamber match. It's Los Matadores, The Ascension, Lucha Dragons, Kid and Cesaro, Primetime Players, and The New Day.
Primetime Players.
New Day.
Kid and Cesaro.
I kind of want to
feel the power.
I'm going to start bringing a dry erase board.
Yeah, it's
track
New Day, man.
Who actually wins at the end of the show.
See who has the best predictions.
Yes, I want to do that.
I thought we determined there was another way to decide who wins the podcast.
No, I mean just.
Well, I don't think either of you. Have
I just
said
really try to get you to say it again.
Neither of you have said it yet, so you're gonna have to fight it.
What do you say it? Just fucking say it.
Jordan, what was it?
That was the laziest attempt to screw somebody over.
No, Hunter,
just fucking
say it,
man.
Hunter, you say it now.
No,
I gave it all. Just say it, George.
Say what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God!
We just sit next to us. Just say it.
What's in the champion? It's U.S. champion John Cena, Cheeseburger against Kevin Owens, NXT champion.
Cena by DQ.
Yeah. Yep.
Cena by Derrick Queen.
Oh, man.
I think we all.
Don't get me wrong. Again, I would love to see Owens just beat the ever loving shit out of John Cena.
Kind of like Brock Lesnar Cena.
Yeah. But see, now I will
Cena
say
already
this.
Took that one ass.
I will say this. Asa said something Monday when we were talking about Raw on Facebook. He said something to the effect of, I don't really care for Owens' new attire with the trunks because I feel like he is pulling a comparison to Brock Lesnar. And I said, I don't really see that. I think it's more like what we've talked about where Owens looks like he's a wrestler in training and he kind of does it, whether he's saying it or not, deceptively. It's on purpose. He looks like he doesn't know what he's doing. And then he just gets in and wreck shop.
Right.
I will say, though, that if he does get in there and beat the shit out of Cena, it's going to turn into Brock Lesnar chance. It's going to be bad news. It's going to be Rusev and Goldberg all over again.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and I think Cena, at that point, if he takes an ass-whooping from Owens, he can't take a straight-up ass-whooping because that will hurt him. I feel like
that would
will
be painful.
Hurt him.
Yeah, that would be bad. As good as the guy is and as powerful as he's been presented, that would be bad for a guy like John Cena.
Yeah, because there's a difference between a Kevin Owens and a Brock Lesnar.
Right, exactly.
If you love Owens or not.
Yeah. What else we got? What have I skipped? Nothing. World Heavyweight Championship, Ambrose, Rollins.
Ambrose. Rollins.
Rollins.
Ambrose.
Jordan.
Rollins.
Jordan.
We would all love to see a two-week title run, but it's not happening.
Yeah, because two-week title runs always do well.
We would love to see it. I think we are fantasy booking ourselves into what we are hoping is going
to
happen.
It really is, because it's a two-week turnaround, and I want
so easy
them to do something different.
Just yeah. you God dang it. Down?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like the big deal. This is the one we all got to watch out for, because this has money on the line on this
This
one.
Has money on the line.
All right, here we go. And then the final match of the night, probably, the IC Championship ladder match. It's Elimination Chamber. I'm going
An Elimination Chamber ladder match.
Well, that'd be
that could be
wild.
Good, yeah.
I think that's called Ultimate
Division?
X. Yeah. R-Truth, Sheamus, King Barrett, Ryback, Ziggler, and Rusev / Bray Wyatt, depending on if
you
they
notice one of these things is not like the other. One of these things is brown.
Hang on, let me
How
look.
How about R-Truth?
Oh, before you said that, I thought you just meant Sheamus because he's Irish.
And I thought you meant Rusev because he's sort of sand.
I guess you have, like, all the spectrum there. You have, like, from plaster white with Sheamus to R-Truth is pretty dark.
The Intercontinental Championship match sponsored by Sherwin-Williams.
sponsored by the letter R for racism.
For R-Truth.
Yeah. Jordan's dead. Jordan.
God.
Who did I have?
How interested are you in this pay-per-view, Shannon?
Ziggler. Ziggler, yeah. Ziggler.
But it won't be.
How much
does
that fill away?
Sheamus is going to win.
Jordan, you've got Ziggler, too, because we're friends.
No, we're not friends. No, me and him agree on this one.
I got Ziggler. Barrett.
You both got Barrett?
I cannot believe we're being outvoted in the main event for King Barrett.
Couple
of limit goers.
He's king.
No.
It only makes
sense. I feel like he's going to, like, somehow during the match... He's gonna have like his peasants come out and unlock like his little Joker and like all the people along with the court.
Jester, like he's gonna have his entire court out there.
Yes,
to help.
And they're gonna come in and fucking be like,
oh, the Rosebuds.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. They're gonna have like them, but the entire like Jester come out.
Zachary reminds you of something. Ziggler is not gonna win. First of all, Sheamus is the bully. He's the guy. He's the one who has been constantly presented as, he's getting beat by all these other little guys, but he's probably going to be the last one out of a pot, right?
But Ziggler is the one that the internet community wants to win, and we have to appease the internet community.
It's going to happen.
He's probably
going to
have a really
chance.
Good match, and then gets to NXT with Zack Ryder.
I'd love to see that.
What I'm just really desperately trying to turn Zach over
everybody
to
in I can tell you, you're trying to talk just long enough for me to join you. I can't do it this time. Sunglasses
I've lost
like
my control. Look at that. He's got these.
My sunglasses
like
just enhance my personality.
Force field, man.
Yeah, he's gone to diva status at this point.
It's bad.
I guess it's time to bring Nate in. So, Nate, who do you think is going to win the match?
Well,
not the Muslim.
I don't know. Which one's white?
Why is he Dr. Marvin Monroe from The Simpsons?
I don't know what you're talking about. Krusty.
I messaged Nate, by the way, for the show on Sunday.
What'd he say?
He has not seen the message yet.
He's probably watching one of the sequels to My Little Pony.
I'll ask him that. I was like, what took you so long? Were you watching My Little Pony?
Ask him if he's getting a tuggy.
Can we be done
blowing?
With this?
Yeah, I think
okay.
We were done
this
minutes
is
right. ago.
All right.
I think me and you ramble on this show forever.
That's what we did last night. So
hold on, just correction. There's...
You want to end the show, so then you stop us from ending it.
No, I want to stop talking about that, because that's not wrestling. It's all a bitch.
So, they have a wrestling porn.
Yeah, it's called
It's got
China.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's really
go ahead, Jordan. I'm sorry,
Jesus.
Jordan.
I'm with you, man.
I'm sorry,
it's
Jordan.
Just me and you right
here. Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
So there was Payback. 2 weeks later, it's Elimination Chamber. 2 weeks after that, it's Money in the Bank. And then 2 weeks after that, there's...
WrestleMania
34. I don't even know what the next one would be.
It's three or four weeks. July,
Battleground is in July on the 19th.
With Brock Lesnar, apparently.
With Brock
okay, so it will
Lesnar.
Be 2-2-4.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going back
okay.
to the right. Well,
holy
you know, maybe
crap.
Maybe we should have pointed out that this was a special thing. This was a once
free
in a
month.
Right.
Yeah. This was just a random, hey, we realize we can do it, so let's do it type thing. But it's going to be a good card, better card than Payback was.
Yeah, absolutely.
More excited about this.
So
than
is NXT Unstoppable, though. To be fair.
Maybe that's what they're going like shit. We got
to
step it up, guys. They're making us look well. No, Vince probably
good
thinks
luck.
NXT is terrible. He probably looks and goes, "Well, they're trying," but he thinks he's putting out the fucking granddaddy of them all.
Anyone
you know?
Else thinking that maybe Vince is like, "Look, okay, somebody get in touch with whoever the hell runs NXT. I'm buying the whole damn thing." He's so far out of the
just,
loop.
Just
he
cut him a check,
it's
Dad. It's me. Well. See if you can get a hold of it.
Oh, man.
I actually saw the 360 that Zach was talking about, the behind-the-curtain thing.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Was actually
he said 360.
Really, really
he said 360. Like, you saw that wrestling Xbox?
Or the E60. God damn.
It's okay. 3E.
I'm like over here.
Threes.
I'm threes. I'm drunk, clearly.
I'm like, I think we're all drunk. I don't know what's going on. Hunter, you and I are the only sober ones here today.
I'm wide awake.
Why do you think
man?
I'm drunk?
I don't know, but you are.
Because you got that diva status.
That's why you have the glasses on. You don't want us to see that you're high as a kite.
Well, fuck, I took the sunglasses off in the fucking Gaming Grounds fucking store.
He sets a record for
he's
the most fucks
so
in the span
and
of 20
so far
seconds.
Away.
Yeah. But
oh,
anyway.
You would get up here and you fuck a little fucking more? I can fucking cuss off fucking day at this motherfucker.
It's so late. In
let's
the
fucking wrap it up.
That.
Let's fucking wrap it up.
Yeah, that's probably a good time to do so.
So we'll post this tonight. This is the weekend of Podzilla as
well.
Hey,
I never said motherfucker of the week.
Yeah,
by
we
the
got
way.
A lot
oh,
of
who's the motherfucker
on?
Of the week?
You are motherfucker.
What I do?
I knew that was going to happen.
I don't know what I did.
I knew that was going to happen.
I support your alcoholism. I think it's a great thing to have.
If you think I'm going to be drunk, I'm going to start getting drunk for every fucking show then.
Well, the man. More things change, the more they stay the same. We're going to be live at the Man Show tomorrow.
We are.
Are you
Main
gonna stop
Street
by?
Flooring Man Show.
What
yeah,
time
are
you doing this show?
It's the show for the Man Show starts at 10. The tournament's at 2. We'll probably try to do ours around, I don't know, what time can you get there?
I can be there at 4:15.
I'm assuming we've wrapped up the Mortal Kombat tournament. We'll try to do it. If not, like if it's looking like it's going to be late, might have to do it early. We'll see. I'll text you.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be there for the whole deal for that and everything, but I'll be around sometime.
Good.
Tomorrow.
I hope you stop by and say hi. At
yeah,
least,
absolutely. Yeah,
just text me. Don't forget. You never text me about back. So text me.
10
text
to 6 AC Bros Arena building. Admission is free.
Yes.
Not for the tournament, but
no,
admission
for
the show
the
is free.
But we got that show with this show tonight, that show tomorrow. Then Sunday, we got the Elimination Chamber show. It's the weekend of Podzilla. If you've ever
That's
wanted
right.
more of us, you've
it's
got
the summer of George and the weekend of Podzilla. Yeah.
What all is it at this man show?
Lots of manly things.
I'm going to say a lot of dicks.
Well, yeah. He's right.
What kind of them?
Discon.
Oh, come on! You're killing me.
Do you need him to say it? He said it 20 times already.
Yeah,
he's
well,
lost
actually,
the match.
I kind of need Jordan to say it because that's the only way I'm going to win the podcast. That's it, man.
Oh, man. You and me are going to fight to the death, huh?
So I guess nobody wins the Elimination
Chamber.
We're
going to pull a Rock and Mick Foley type deal here. We're going to play back Zach at like lower speed so it sounds like Jordan saying it.
And we'll beat Jordan up. You'll hold the mic to him and he'll just go, this dick, this dick, this dick, this dick.
You definitely lost.
I definitely lost this one. All right. Well,
I beat Shannon.
Zach beat me. It's sad. All right. So we're wrapping this up. We'll see you tomorrow, Hunter, at
yes.
the Man Show. We'll
yes,
see
right.
Zach at the Man Show. Jordan will crawl back into obscurity for another
like
couple
always.
Days. Yeah. Thank you guys for
it's
listening. We'll see
be,
you
man.
At the next show. Enjoy the Man Show if you're going to be there. Stop by and see us at the Gaming Grounds booth. You might as well call it the Podzilla booth because
that's
really what it is. I'm just using Lonnie's money. He doesn't listen to this, so it doesn't matter. And then
Not
Sunday,
just learn the show.
Sunday we'll do Elimination Chamber, and we'll see you guys then. Have a good weekend, and enjoy the show.
Motherfuckers.